You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So anyway, this week I talked to Ella Kumar, who has worked with the Auckland Council and organises the Auckland Diwali Festival, and she gives us a quick explanation of the origins of Diwali.
So Diwali is a very similar event to how we are practically going to celebrate Christmas and already leading up to. So Diwali came in the significance of a victory where Lord Rama had to fight against one of the demons, Ravan. And in doing that, of course, he won, and this was the triumph, victory for the villagers at that time. Now, it's celebrated in many ways, and it's celebrated at the moment in India in the sense that people, 2 to 3 weeks before, start preparing. Homes are cleaned inside out because it's not just about Diwali itself. It's about the gods and goddesses that also they would like to have come into their homes during and before Diwali. So they clean their homes, spick and span, like spring cleaning, and dust away all the bad luck. So all the good luck is ready to come in Diwali time. It's a five-day event leading up to Diwali Day, and then the next day is New Year. Now, even though our calendar, we all have the same dates, same month, but in the Indian calendar, we work from the Diwali end, so that's the end of the year of the calendar, and the next day's New Year till the next Diwali, and that's how the auspicious occasions are set and all the religious dates are set. In other ways of celebrating, of course, lots of food and lots of food to give as to families and friends, and on the celebration day of its own on the day as well. Leading up to it, firecrackers, dances, performances, lighting the diya is practically the light that everyone tries, lights in the homes, in their doorsteps. Rangoli is done for good luck as well, and the gods and goddesses.
Right.
And the elders in our family give money or presents to the youngsters. So it's a religious at the same time celebration of just like how we do at Christmas.
Mm. So why is it that the adults give the money to the kids? Is there some sort of meaning behind that?
It's respect. It's practically at that time of the year where the elders of the family, it's respect from the youngsters. They respect the elders. They bow down to them. And bowing down, you give something to them. Now, some people do have money to give and some don't. Mm. And some will just pat their head and to give them the blessings. So it's mainly the blessings. And you can either do it through just patting the hand to the youngsters to say, have a good life and a good wealth and upbringing. Or they might give them a gift and one of them could be money. It could be new clothes. A lot of new clothes are given in that time of the year as well.
Right. So Diwali's sort of, I suppose, the Christmas in a sense of the Indian culture, in that it's when families come together and...
That's true. That's exactly right. The way I would describe it to any of the educational groups that I go to, it is Indian Christmas. They do have 2 weeks holiday. The employers in India practically at that time of the year give bonuses to the employee.
Mm.
And everyone's in that celebration mood, just like how we're probably going into it that Christmas time.
Why should New Zealanders care so much about this?
Because your children will curse you if you don't.
The Wire.
You are tuned into The Wire on 95BFM 5395. How many times do I have to say? No, I'm kidding. But I would really love somebody to text me on 5395. That would make my day. Next up, we've got a very interesting and important report done by Laura Quigstad, the journalistic star of the day. Stay tuned if you want to know all about it.
Deck the halls and set fire to a pudding. 95BFM is putting the chur back into Yuletide cheer. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.